Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Tom Petty bringing us back. I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. 14th consecutive Insperity Tournament over 13 years. We had two in 1 year.
Yeah, we did.
That was fun, yeah. Making that change from, from the fall to the spring. And I've been broadcasting from every one of them. One of my badges of honor that I'll have with me for the rest of my life. And I hope I get to do all the others. I'm sitting in front of our good friend Jay Minks, Executive VP of Insperity Sales and Marketing Group, and a long time, what's your number, 9 or 10 employee number?
I don't know.
Way back in the beginning.
27 years ago.
Yeah. And so.
I was 6 foot tall back then, Jim.
They beat you down.
They beat me down.
So, Jay, I want to talk about something you've never talked about, I think, on in public.
No. Nope.
And that's your new book.
Right.
Embrace the price of success because the cost of failure is too high.
Right.
I've gotten a peek at it.
Right.
I think it's going to be a really, really important book.
You know, it was inspired by a friend of mine who was, you know, I won't get the details on that because I've always thought about it, but I finally did it. Got a great ghostwriter that helped me with it. But the concept is something I said years ago in a class in front of these people who I ask them, you know, to raise their hands if they think they can fail really good here, you know. And no one's ever raised their hand when I asked them that, right? And the price to pay for success, in my opinion, is much, much easier than the price for failure. And what I talk about around that is the fact that when you're not successful, you got to get used to saying no. No, you can't have that, Johnny. Mm-hmm. No, sweetheart, you can't have that. No, 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 no.
We can't afford it.
Can't afford it. And that is a horrible price. You might as well pay the price for success because it's on the opposite ends of the scale, right? But it's still a price, and it's a much more fun journey, changing who you are, learning how to, you know, what to do, what not to do.
How you feel about yourself, how
everything.
Other people feel about
you. What, you know, how to shirk off the garbage that someone says to you when you were a kid. That doesn't matter now. You know, so, and we live in an America where the opportunities here abound. You have no excuse in America. You can start a business.
Embarrassment of riches, don't we?
It's
of opportunity.
Absolutely.
Of opportunity.
If you're willing to work.
Yeah.
And so the ability in America to have all the resources available to you, because that's what I did. I went broke when I was 30 years old, you know, and I said, I'm doing something wrong. Well, I started reading what successful people do, listening to tapes, you know. The 3x5 card deal you and I've talked about,
but you know, Jay, your book is going to be one of those books because you may not realize, but you know, I've heard you in front of a lot of folks, and you have those success messages,
right?
And you're conveying them in your book.
Well, the good Lord let me go through a lot of adversity. That does take
well,
a difference.
But here's the thing, though, and I think this has to do. Some of it has to do with you, but it also has to do with how you're made.
Right.
Some people internalize failure and say, "Okay, what did I do wrong? What did I learn?" And some people externalize it, and they're the ones who say, "Why did this happen to me?"
Right. And that's what the epiphany.
If you can figure out how to get to the internalizing it,
yes.
That's otherwise you never get out of this.
No, the epiphany I had back in that time was, you know, is that I got myself here.
Mm-hmm.
I
took responsibility.
It was my fault. I used to say me and Sally tried to borrow our way out of debt, but she had nothing to do with it.
Can't do it.
I did it all by myself. but it really is. It really is about taking responsibility. In the blame game that we have going around now, and everybody's a victim and all that BS. You know, it doesn't do any good. It's useless. Doesn't
well,
move
it
a needle.
Sure, it sure won't solve your problems and get you out of trouble. It will. It will allow you to try to prove more days that you are a victim.
Right.
Because you'll just continue to be a victim.
Yeah, you'll never get out of it.
Yeah.
There's no win.
Well, and so that's the thing. I agree with you. You know, I think about when you were talking about it, it costs less to keep a good customer than it does to acquire a new good customer.
That's it.
So that's an example of, and success is the same way. Maybe you have to work a little harder in the beginning. You have to be a little more critical of yourself in the beginning. But ultimately, once you get success, breeds success. It compounds itself.
And you hang out with great people like Arnold Palmer. I mean, you find your own group and successful people who are visionaries, and they're always thinking about the better day tomorrow.
That's another good thing. Hang around with successful people.
Yes, you have to.
Hey, Jay, thanks again for being here.
Jim, I love you.
Thanks, love you too. Thanks for hosting us here again this year. Jay Mix, ladies and gentlemen, VP of Sales.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.